The trip from Concord to Burlington is 2.5 hours on a good day, but today the roads are covered in snow and ice. Still, a group from Riverbend Community Mental Health is making the trek. The four of them pull into Vermont's largest city just in time for their morning appointment. It's the first in a day-long tour of addiction treatment centers in the Burlington area.
Where's the entrance?
The clinic's in an unassuming building in an area of chain stores and strip malls.
Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. Thanks for making the effort.
Meeting them is a physician named John Brooklyn. He's well known for his work treating opioid use disorders. He's actually the guy who came up with a concept called Hub and Spoke. It's a system for treating complex addictions, where different providers collaborate on a single patient or client's case. New Hampshire just officially launched its own Hub and Spoke system January 1st. That's why this group is visiting today. Brooklyn shepherds them into a conference room and kicks things off.
And so you're hoping to find out how we do what?
Do it all.
They laugh because there's so much they want to know, from the big picture, how Vermont's system works, to the nitty-gritty, what data exactly do they collect, what time of day are the appointments. They want to avoid mistakes that have already been made here and understand the lessons that have already been learned.
Was it Rutland? They were originally part. Mm-hmm. They actually were giving people like little gift cards or even.
There's plenty of things the two models, Vermont and New Hampshire, have in common, but there's also major differences. The big one is structural. In Vermont, the so-called hub, this clinic, offers high-intensity treatment for patients. That includes daily appointments for medication for opioid use disorder. Then the spokes are for patients that are farther along in their recovery, maybe needing once a week or once a month appointments. In New Hampshire, the hub isn't a treatment center at all, but essentially a place to go for an evaluation and a referral to the right provider, spoke. After a stop at another clinic, the Concord group takes a break for lunch in a basement cafeteria at a UVM treatment center. They debrief over what they've learned so far. Chris Mumford is Riverbend's chief operating officer.
I'm really interested. I mean, there's no roadmap for us that says this is exactly how we do it.
The others nod along.
So it's very interesting to see how they've done it and see how we can incorporate it. Like, my wheels are already spinning.
Well, I'm thinking what we're learning a lot about is how to support each other and make sure that clients get expedited into services as quickly as possible.
Sarah Gagnon there, VP of Clinical Operations, and Shanna Large, Director of Substance Use Disorders. They say one big takeaway is the idea of having regular triage meetings with all the providers in the area, where they can look at individual patients' cases and match them to the right treatment, or where there's actually space for them to get in. Still, though, they say New Hampshire simply has less providers than Vermont, which makes things harder. Plus, they have to collect a lot more data, which they say can be burdensome and annoying for patients.
I think there are certainly some challenges, and so it's hard to say exactly how it will all land over time, what it'll look like a year from now.
This is Carrie Height, a psychologist with Dartmouth-Hitchcock who's studied Vermont's hub and spoke system for several years. She says the data shows putting resources into a system like this, focusing on medication-assisted treatment for addiction, really works.
Use of illegal opioids does significantly decrease. Injection drug use significantly decreases. Scores on measures of depression and anxiety significantly decrease.
There are worrisome areas in the data too, though. The Vermont system doesn't seem to be making a significant dent in cocaine use, for example, and rates of PTSD remain troublingly high for certain subsets of their clientele. But the team from Concord is optimistic they'll be able to take the lessons they learned in Burlington and build the best system they can on the other side of the border. For NHPR News, I'm Brita Green.